Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It is a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We're right in the heart of Christmas season, and what a time to celebrate our Savior. Amen? I was going back over my sermon this morning, I was just thinking about how you guys know how I just love rainbows and how I personally believe rainbows are the closest we're ever going to get this side of heaven to seeing the glory of God. I think he gives every human on the planet a glimpse of his glory through a rainbow. And rainbows work in every land. Oh, and by the way, there's moonbows. So if you live far enough north, you can actually see a moonbow at night when it snows and the moon's out. So I've never seen a moonbow. I've seen lots of rainbows. But I was thinking, just like a rainbow is like an echo, so to speak, of the glory of God, that's what Christmas is about, the gospel. And I know Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus. But the glory and the wonder of it was when the angel proclaimed the gospel. Here's this baby, and the baby's significant because he's going to die and make a way for you guys to be able to go to God. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men on whom his favor rests. That's what the Bible says. And so I think Christmas is actually an echo of the glory of heaven. And that's why people go so over the top with decorations, gifts, and feasting, is because the gospel of Jesus Christ came to us on Christmas morning. Amen?
Amen?
Let's take a second and say good morning to each other, and then we'll continue. If I could have the ushers come up, we'll get ready to take the offering. And there's a couple of announcements I just want to highlight. Hopefully you got a bulletin. Bulletin's always nice because it has the calendar on the back and it has everything that's going on. And anything you need to know to keep in step with the whole body here is right here in the bulletin. So I just want to encourage you to grab one. They're on a little table just outside the door. If you missed it coming in, you can grab one going out. So the two main announcements I want to make sure that we all know about is this Wednesday we're going to be meeting here at 6:30, and everyone's invited. We'll be in the fellowship room, and we're just going to talk about Christmas and Christmas season, the reason for the season, and encourage each other with some fellowship, some prayer, and get in the Word a little bit. So it's really relaxed, and it's really the highlight of the reason for the season and fellowship. That's why we're trying to get together in this weird time of COVID. Amen? So the other announcement I want to make sure everybody sees, it's the top one on the inside page. It's December 24th at 4 o'clock. We'll have our annual Christmas Eve candlelight service. So we'll come in here. We pass out candles to everyone. We'll pull the shades. It'll probably be dark by 4 o'clock. But if we need the shades, we got them. And we'll all have candles. We'll just do a few songs. We'll have a short message. And again, some fellowship. And just really celebrate together on Christmas Eve the reason for the season, which is Jesus Christ. Amen? So I just want to encourage you that. And this is one of the best services all year, especially right now with all the crazy going on, that you can invite a friend or a family or a coworker to come to church. It's a shorter service than usual. It's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so most people have Christmas Eve off. Or we're doing it at 4 o'clock on purpose so people could come and stop by church for a service on their way home from work. So it's a service to try to reconnect people that maybe quit going to church years ago or have never tried a church or just don't see the point of it. Almost everybody celebrates Christmas. So Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock is just a great opportunity to invite someone and say, hey, why don't you come and celebrate the reason for the season, and I'll guarantee you'll be encouraged by it. Amen? Well, Father, as we get ready to take this offering, I'm just so blessed. Sometimes I'm just overwhelmed by your goodness and your faithfulness to us as a family here. Lord, in these times I've heard so many numbers and statistics of businesses going out, of churches closing down, of money just being so short and people having to cut back. And Father, I just want to say thank you to your faithfulness to us. All of us are still prospered and blessed because of you. And Lord, I want to thank you for this church prospering during this time. Because not only are you faithful, your people are so faithful. And Lord, as pastor of this church, I am humbled by the faithfulness in this place. First off, by you. And second off, by all the saints that are here, Lord. Would you please bless them? And Lord, as we take up another offering to give to you, we do it with joyful hearts, celebrating Jesus, who is the King all year long, and especially during December. He's truly recognized as who he really is. So Lord, would you bless this offering and make it go farther than we ever could with our own thinking or with our own plans. And Lord, would you do something supernatural with this so that as we pay bills and as we help families, that you would be glorified. Would you please do this, Lord? In Jesus' name, amen. Worship team, you can come on up once the offering passes you.
Good morning, everyone. Got big smiles out there? Yeah. Are we ready to worship the Lord our Savior today in this place? Will you please stand? While we were gone on vacation, I want to thank my boys. Alex and Kyle for taking over. You know, it's one thing as you're getting older. You know, these are my kids. So I'm very proud of them. And bringing in new songs. Woohoo! All right. But let's get ready to worship our Lord and Savior. Joy to the world. Hallelujah. And it's in C. Okay. We had two different keys. Yeah, the one was really high. Yeah. Joy to the world.
To the world.
Kyle's going to lead this one for us. You learned it last week.
Thank you.
Well, Father, that song asks a lot of questions. We all know the answer. It's the same answer to all of them. Only one. There's only been one God that stepped down from his throne. There's only been one Father that sacrificed his Son for us. There's only been one. It's an easy, simple answer. Jesus Christ is the only one. We thank you and praise you so much. Thank you, God, for giving us hope. Thank you, God, for giving us joy. This is the season that we can celebrate all that you've given to us. And all of it came through the most impossible package ever thought of. Eternal life through a baby in a manger. Thank you so much. God, as we look at the Christmas story today out of Luke chapter 2, would you please stir our hearts, each one of us, by the power of the Holy Spirit, would you stir our hearts with wonder and awe that we will see something of you, that we'll hear something from you, that we'll sense something of you that's different and unique and otherworldly, so that the Christmas story to us, just like the song we just sang of, will be unique and special and will truly stir our hearts with wonder and awe. Would you please do that, Father? In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. Once again, that was awesome. It's great having everybody here all together. Man.